You're listening to WICD Pittsburgh. I'm Smoko. And that was Go Fetch with Smoko.World, featuring our special guest, Ron Mist, who will be at Spirit tomorrow for the Primal 1-year anniversary party. Have a good night, everybody. I'll see y'all next week. Hopefully, if y'all are interested, maybe I'll see y'all tomorrow. Take care, brush your hair, and have a lovely weekend.
Gospel song issuing forth from a Sunday morning church house.
Pittsburgh, you're listening at WRCT 88.3 FM, streaming online at WRCT.org. WWRO, Kibler, California 103.3 FM, Time Travel Radio. I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and this is Courts in Session, heard here every Thursday night from 8 to 10:30. Rock and roll, country, and soul is what we've got coming your way. And ladies and gentlemen, we've got a special night tonight. We've got something to feed your sweet tooth. That's right, we've got Sweet joining us in the first hour of tonight's show. Right now, they're riding the wave of the most requested song of the last couple weeks here at the station. New single called Little Miracle. They're going to join us tonight, and it's going to be a lot of fun. You don't want to change that dial. Tonight's show is brought to you in part by Attic Records, who joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week providing new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the music you want. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big or small. Open 7 days a week. You can give them a call at 412-821-8484 or visit them at AtticRecordsStoreInc.com online. Attic Records, our sponsor for tonight's first hour of the show right here on Courts in Session. So if you want to get a request on the air, 412-268-9728's the number, 412-268-WRCT. Put that in your cell phone, put it on speed dial. You got something you want to hear, I will play it on the air. And so let's kick off tonight's show with a 70s giant. They've reunited. Courts in Session's new music from classic artists you're not going to hear anywhere else on the radio. And this is the latest from Carmen Appice and Cactus. Dee Schneider from Twisted Sister on lead vocals. This is Evil, WRCT, 88.3 FM.
Evil, evil,
little man. Now that it's time to leave the ground and maybe try to understand. Ooh. Okay, guys, this is brand new from Government Mule. The new album's called Time. Sign of the Times? Nope. Time of the Signs. This is Stumblebum. Thank you. That's the latest from government mule Warren Haynes. On that lead guitar and vocals, the track is called Stumblebum. New album, Time of the Signs. And talking Time of the Signs, you know those election signs are going to be out in full force any minute. You just, one day there are just few here and there. Next day you get up in the morning and like you're tripping over them. But I think it's fun. I get a kick out of it. Start off tonight's show with new music from Cactus. Can you believe it? 2024, Carmen Appice and a whole bunch of guys reunited the band. Randy Pratt, Dee Schneider on lead vocals. He's guesting on that tune. He's not on the entire album, but that track was called Evil. ELO going back to the beginning of the 2000s from their album Zoom, going out to Brian and Shaler. Great deep cut, Brian. Paul McCartney, Peace in the Neighborhood, a little live, Sir Paul. All to kick off tonight's show. You know, 7,000 high school students drop out every school day. When you stack their desks on top of each other, it's a pile more than 17,000 feet high. That's 12 Empire State Buildings, ladies and gentlemen. If you stood on top of that stack, you might feel a pain of fear. Not because of the height, but because there's another stack going up tomorrow. That's no good. We can keep students in school. Visit boostup.org. That's boostup.org. And take the first step. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and WRCT. So you want to keep it right here, because coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to have the guys from Sweet joining us here on Quartz in Session. If we can get everything to work technically, we're going to have the lead singer and drummer joining us, so don't change that dial. But talking about that, next week, we're going to have Rock and Roll Hall of Fame vocalist John Anderson from Yes joining Quartz in Session. That's right, classic artist, new music, and he's got a new album that hits the street tomorrow. You can buy this at your record store. Not today, tomorrow. And this is his latest single. We've been playing it here on Quartz in Session. It's a good one. This is Shine On.
Hey, you rock and rollers. This is Funky Meadows of Angel. Listen, if you want rockets in your pockets, lead in your pencil, then you need to listen to my rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, on the bop of your dial, WRCT Pittsburgh, PA. Keep rockin'.
want you on our team. You're too slow and fat.
This is weight bias.
Don't you care how you look?
Those with the serious disease called obesity face weight bias every day.
You're not the right fit for this job.
And blame themselves.
I wish I was different.
Weight bias hurts.
Let's stop weight bias.
Be part of the solution.
Go to stopweightbias.com. A public service message from Obesity Action Coalition.
Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change. And generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
You know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
Yeah, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, anything, you need to tell an adult, someone you know and trust. That can be hard, but speaking up about a problem is what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hey, it's the Mockster, and do you remember that kid you picked on in high school? Well, guess what? I got myself an attorney. Not just any attorney. I got myself a rockin' attorney. You know him. His name's Eric Jackson Lurie, and you are currently listening to his radio program, Courts in Session. Oh, and speaking of radio programs, if you feel like it, you could listen to mine, Viva La Mock. It's Fridays at 9, right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
You're home. There's a rumor going round the town that you don't want me around. I can't shake off my city blues. Everywhere I turn, I lose. Love is like oxygen. You get too much, you get too high. Not enough and you're gonna die.
WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, streaming online at WRCT.org. So we've been getting lots of requests for the new single from Sweet. And if you listen to Courts in Session, you know 70s glam rockers Sweet are playing new music in 2024, and it's great stuff. And yes, we're talking the same Sweet that had 39 number one hits across the globe. From Fox on the Run, Little Willie, AC/DC, Ballroom Blitz, Love is Like Oxygen, the list goes on and on. And I'm really thrilled because Sweet has a very unique history. We're going to talk about it tonight with two of the members of the band. We've got lead singer Patrick Allen Stone, and we've got longtime drummer Richie Onuri on the phone with us tonight. Gentlemen, welcome to Courts in Session.
Thank you. Hey, glad thanks. To be here.
Yeah.
All right. So, Richie, starting off with you, brother, where are you calling in from tonight?
I'm in Los Angeles in a rural area just in Los Angeles called Topanga Canyon, where it's a very well-known music hub where actually Jimi Hendrix lived here as well. It's a beautiful, beautiful canyon, and I'm on the top of the Santa Monica Mountains right now, seeing the ocean.
And Patrick, how about you?
I'm chiming in from Santa Barbara, California, just up here visiting with some family and friends for a few days.
Now, my listeners know right away that when you use your full name, Patrick Allen Stone, you're right away brothers with Eric Jackson Lurie, brother. Absolutely love it. That's the way it should be.
You and I and all the serial killers, like you said.
All the serial killers. So, Richie, you got a new single, and it is terrific. I'm really excited about it. The track is called Little Miracle. We'll play it in just a few minutes. But why don't you tell us about the impetus for recording the new music, and then I'm going to ask both of you guys, tell us a little bit of the history of Sweet from the 70s to where it is today.
Well, Yeah, Little Miracle was a song that we felt strong. We wanted to hit the ground running with something that could really relate to both the Sweet, both female, male, and bottom line is that Sweet, we've got a lot of heavy rockers ready to come out, but we picked Little Miracle for the simple reason is it's catchy, women love it, and it's best that we put our best foot forward with a song that everybody can relate to.
Well, it's a great track, and it sounds like maybe you let the cat out of the bag. We got a new album coming forth from you guys?
I think we're following the model of today's, the industry, and that is you can't let people, not hear from you for too long or else they move on to the next thing. Their attention spans are so short. So we're going to be slamming you with like a new single every 6 to 8 weeks.
Oh, we're ready. Bring it on, brother. We want to hear it. So, Richie, you've been in the band the longest. Why don't you take us to how you came in the band and where Sweet is today with both the American and European versions?
Well, it happened 18 years ago, and I met a man named Steve Priest at a Hurricane Katrina event, and he heard me play, and I was working with Keith Emerson and Bobby Kimball from Toto, and I had quite a bit going, and I still do, and doing a lot of sessions. I worked with Rick Derringer and many, many people. And so when Steve heard me play, he said, Richie, are you interested in forming Sweet? There was a gentleman named Stuart Smith in the picture. I was in a band with Heaven and Earth where we had Kelly Hansen, the singer from Foreigner, he played on tracks, and Jolynn Turner. So it was a big conglomerate of just a lot of great singers at the time. And I had worked with Dio in the past, a lot of different. And so when Priest heard me play, he wanted to put Sweet back. He came out of retirement. And it wasn't just like, it was, let's put together what he felt was going to be the real version, the way he wanted it depicted. So we started rehearsals. We got the band together. And we started in late 2007. We started playing the first shows. We wanted to do the Whiskey because, of course, Desolation Boulevard, that's what it's about. And it was packed. And from there on, we kept on touring. We toured with Journey all over South America, over with Boston, everybody you could ever think, hundreds and hundreds of shows. So what we delivered, different lineups, is always, people were always like, wow. This is the way we wanted to hear the songs. And then when we got Patrick in the band and Jimmy Burchard, it's really a chemistry that is just came together magically. And so we come to present time about a band that's out there touring right now. We're getting ready to do a big show in Toronto and another show where we'll be with at a stadium with Bachman Turner Overdrive and UB40. So we fit in with all the different acts and we know how to, we are addicted to Sweet music. We love it. We want to create a new 21st century Suite like never before and keeping the legacy alive. So that's kind of that in a nutshell.
Well, that is terrific, especially since it emanated from original founding member Steve Priest and him being impressed with your drumming. That's an amazing story. Now, there is a European Suite. Tell the background about how you guys coexist.
Well, Andy, when the band broke up, I think it was a few years later, he got Sweet back together. And so I'm not sure exactly if he had some of the original members and the other guys. I know Steve Priest wasn't interested at that time. So I think Bick kind of went out with Andy for a little bit, but it was like different members were kind of switching. And all I know is when I got together with Steve, he wasn't interested in joining Andy's version for whatever reason that was. He didn't really, basically, we were able to get the trademark for North America and other territories. And since Steve passed, and since we were co-owners with the family, we all made a decision when Steve passed to keep it going. It was important. It was what Steve wanted, the family wanted. We decided to keep it going. As far as Andy's version goes, he plays big festivals. He keeps the torch going on there. We have played Europe before as SP Suite. We played with Slade over there because some people like our version, and some people fly in to see our version. But not to take away from Andy. Andy's Andy, and you know, you got to respect the man, and that's what we do.
So Patrick, we were talking before you went on the air. The European version, Andy's version, has been releasing singles as well. Are you listening to that music and keeping abreast of what they're doing?
Yeah, I think it's really great. He just like you know, just like our version, you know, learned from the original guys how to compile these harmonies and the electric guitars and the overall sound. You know, it's a very unique way of doing things, and I think he nails it every time he comes out with a new record. I mean, he is just as much sweet as we are, as Steve was. I feel, you know what I mean? It's just when I think of Andy Scott, I think of Sweet. When I think of Steve Priest, I think of Sweet. I think it's interesting that there's two versions. I remember L.A. Guns had two versions, and they were fighting it out, and they both just like all they would do is talk about each other. And I thought that was something I would never want to be involved in. And then bam, here I'm involved in one of these things. But, you know, I think we really appreciate Andy, and I don't think we would ever say a bad word about him. I know we try to coexist on the same page with the Spotify thing, and I think we've been nudged aside now. It's kind of getting a little bit difficult. So I think we might have to create some of our own avenues for people to reach us. But, you know, with Steve Priest being our torch, you know, lighting us through the darkness, you know, it'll be easy to find us, you know, and Steve wanted us to keep creating all of this new music. So that's what we're going to do. So here we are.
Well, I can speak personally, both with the calls we're getting here at the station for the new single and having seen you this past summer live with Angel, where you guys, both you bands, put on an incredible show. There's no question it's great for the fans and great for listeners who are just finding out that there's new sweet music in 2024. And by the way, Richie and Patrick, thank goodness I have an edit button. Let's play the new single. And, you know, Patrick, why don't you introduce it?
All right, this is Patrick Allen Stone and Richie Onari from The Sweet, and you're listening to WRCT 88.3 Pittsburgh. This is Little Miracle.
A little miracle, you love me, that's a miracle. I call you my little miracle, my little miracle, my little miracle.